Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's short episode, we will talk about India's oil export and why Venezuela's cryptocurrency plays a role in this. So if we jump right into this first news story, what we're seeing here is it says India to get 30% discount on Venezuelan crude oil if paid for in petrol, says local source. So there is kind of a local source that is the Indian news outlet called Business Standard, and they are saying that Venezuela will give India 30% discount on crude oil, so if they're importing oil, if they're paying in the petrol dollar or in the petrol token. Now, there's always also this statement in the newspaper that is saying they are going to different countries and making offers. The offer that they have given to the Indian government is you buy petrol and we will give you a 30% discount on oil purchases. Now, first of all, in order to kind of verify these types of informations, what you have to do is actually check the different countries that India is importing oil from. Now, is Venezuela within those countries? If not, where in the list exactly is it? And is this actually an enticing offer? I think before judging the petrol or like judging this business relationship, I think it's important to understand the position of Venezuela and the position of India. Now, a quick Google search actually shows you that Iran, it says here, and that's from 2017, about a year ago, bit more, says Iran becomes India's third largest oil supplier. And it says that Iran sold 19.8 million ton crude oil to India in the first 9 months. And that's just behind Saudi Arabia's 30.3 million ton and Iraq's 29.1 million ton. Now, what is interesting also here, as it says here, Iran has zipped past the likes of Venezuela and Nigeria to become India's third largest oil supplier as easing Western sanctions enabled Indian companies to increase purchases from that country. Saudi Arabia and Iraq continue to be ahead of Iran, which was sixth biggest supplier of crude oil. It has overtaken, so before that, actually, Venezuela, Nigeria, and the United Arab Emirates were actually higher up to become India's third largest supplier in April till December period of 2016-2017. Now, first of all, that's a really interesting statistic because it shows you that Venezuela was up there. Venezuela was in the top three of the oil suppliers or in the top five, but has actually been overtaken by Iran and it is still on the list, but it's just lesser on the list. Now, another question, and I don't want to get into the political debates here, is, for example, why has it been overtaken? Was the price too high? Was there a problem with the supply? Was any kind of other, like sanctions or political climate, an issue? These are all questions you have to ask yourself. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what does that have to do with anything with crypto? Well, you know, to be honest, what Venezuela is doing here, and obviously, like, we can't really verify the source, but what they're kind of doing is basically they are trying to market the petrol coin to the different buyers. Now, this is no different than an ICO starting out and offering a certain amount of discount when you buy early into the ICO or when you buy a certain coin at a certain time for a certain discount. So this is kind of a marketing play from Venezuela to get people to use the petrol token or the petrol coin. You have to think about President Maduro's or the president of Venezuela's position. As soon as he can sell crude oil by using petrol to, for example, India, he can go on to the world media and then tell them, well, look, our petrol coin has amassed X billion amount of worth in equivalent to US dollars simply because we have introduced the petrol coin and are actually selling oil with that. Now, the problem, more of a political problem here, is that according to the parliament, this is not really legal. So Maduro is kind of acting out of his own will. And it's really interesting to see this dynamic happening. So on the one side, we are hearing this news that the petrol coin is actually quite successful. On the other hand, we're still seeing kind of marketing plays being played left and right, in order to kind of make the petrol even more successful or more publicly available. Now, nonetheless, I think for you as crypto investors, and that's kind of the essence of this short video today, is basically you have to understand certain dynamics of the global economy in order to kind of also see what the headlines actually mean. This, of course, as a like it's a very macro thing, so it might not bother you directly as a crypto investor. However, in the importance of how crypto companies are actually marketing themselves and kind of real world cryptocurrency use cases, this is an important thing you have to kind of follow. And yeah, with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's very short episode. To expect tomorrow a bit more longer episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.